of the new West End company, Jace Tyrrell. Jace, good morning. I mean, you can give us the facts and figures about what business would normally be like at this buoyant time pre-Christmas of the year. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And yes, I mean, normally it's that golden quarter, those 8 weeks, sometimes a third of spend happens in those 8 weeks. And as your intro sort of read out, it was a very unusual switch on last night for us in Oxford Street, and Bond Street lights also went on. But I think what's really disappointing for the retailers is up until Saturday, you know, they were preparing. The opposite news was that we'd be able to trade Christmas. They'd spent millions getting ready with their stock in the stores. So I think it's bittersweet, actually. But I hope, you know, we'll be back in December and we'll keep the lights on for those Londoners wanting to come back in December, hopefully.
And I mean, it's obviously a most destructive time of year, isn't it, to close non-essential shops, because this is, as you say, your big business time of year. So what can you possibly do? What can the big shops or the small shops in the West End of London do to keep their heads above water financially when their doors are closed? I mean, it's an impossibly difficult conundrum, isn't it?
Really, I mean, you know, this year is almost a write-off for a lot of them, and actually they were just surviving, you know, and it's absolutely devastating for a lot of them. Mm. I remember 1 in 10 Londoners actually work in the West End as well. But as your reporter said, coming in, there is click and collect, and we hope today we're going to get absolute clarity from the government. But of course, you will be able to click online, come and collect it. Obviously, you'll still be able to shop, obviously not in the physical store, so that is some revenue coming into these businesses. But, you know, it is still going to be very challenging, and we really hope during these 4 weeks the government's going to sort out track and trace, think about getting these air bridges back open into next year, and let's hope, Vanessa, we can get away from this stop-start strategy, which is so catastrophic for businesses.
It's very, very difficult. I mean, what's the situation, re-click and collect from a West End shop? How does that work? What do you have to do? If people have never tried it before and they're novices, actually, I've never done it, I must admit. So what do you have to do if that's what you feel like doing?
Well, I hope you have shopped online before, but it's a simple process. So go online, look at what you want to buy, and go and physically pick it up in the store in Oxford Street or the West End. Then I think there'll be distribution. You know, John Lewis does this very well. Some of them are more geared up for it than others. I think we're helping a lot of our smaller businesses get ready for click and collect, so at least they can trade a little bit and kick some of their staff on. So a very different Christmas this year, isn't it? Save a gift for the West End for December. Come back and buy one of them when we get open again as well.
I heard, though, that, I mean, I saw for myself, because I was in John Lewis yesterday, and I saw it was much, much more crowded than it has been. I mean, it's been pretty empty until I went yesterday, and then suddenly yesterday it was not teeming, that wouldn't be fair, but there were many more people there, let's say. And I know that Ola, who drives my desk here so beautifully every day, said he saw big queues outside Hamleys, I mean, forming on the pavement outside Hamleys yesterday.
Yeah.
So certainly there's going to be a bit of brisk trade, isn't there, before Thursday when the shops shut?
Absolutely. And I think stores are going to stay open later tonight and tomorrow. There's a lot more staff around with masks and sanitising. So there is a little splurge, actually. And I have to say, being on the street last night with the Lord Mayor of Westminster, when we did turn the lights on, very sombre affair. But actually, it's the busiest I've seen it since March this
year.
Yes,
me too.
So definitely a little rush coming in before lockdown.
Yeah, and so, presumably in a safe manner, you would encourage
Absolutely.
That with every fibre of your being. You know, if you
Absolutely.
Think you want to be in an actual shop buying some actual things, jolly.